This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Out in public, you start coughing and suddenly all eyes are on you. Persistent coughs are more than just awkward. They can mess with your sleep, strain your body, leave you wondering, do I still have something contagious? Well, so what's going on when a cough sticks around for weeks or even months? And how do you know when it's time to stop waiting and see your GP? Well, Dr. David King is a senior lecturer in general practice at the University of Queensland and joins us now. David, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Let's start with the basics. What's usually causing a cough and why do our bodies want to do it?
The cough is an important protective reflex to stop things going down into our lungs, or if they are heading that way, to get rid of them and clear them. And so anything along the whole airways can trigger that cough. There's cough receptors in the throat, the lungs, even the top of the esophagus. And anything that irritates it will produce this reflex to try and protect the body.
So if we've got a cough that's been quite persistent for several weeks or several months, does that mean that there is still something there that's irritating those receptors, or can it be triggered by something else?
That's right, not always. Sometimes our bodies are not all that clever at long-term irritations. They're really important that we have good defences for really threatening, life-threatening things. But sometimes the sensitivity to cough gets carried away, and even just the dryness, it tricks the body that there's something there that needs to get rid of it, even though there isn't. So sometimes our systems go astray.
What happens then? Let's say, one of the common fears we have, I suppose, with a persistent cough is, do I still have some sort of infections? What sort of signs actually point to that there could be something more serious going on and it's not just an oversensitive protection mechanism?
People probably remember back to the COVID era when there were signs of what's more serious, when you have a fever, short of breath, feeling constitutionally terrible, just no appetite, and feeling extra breathless, all of those things rather than just an annoying cough.
So a lot of people...
Weight loss and all those other red flags that we're worried about when people are really unwell.
So something significant. We often want to rush to antibiotics for a lingering cough. Is that always the right approach?
It's not, and that's one of the reasons that I'm trying to educate people. Antibiotics are used about four times more often than they should be for respiratory tract infections. And unfortunately, people go along with a cough, get an antibiotic, they get better, and then they think that it's what the antibiotic was that made them better, but they would have got better anyway. But unless you have a control group, it's easy to have those beliefs because A and B happens and you think that they're linked. But antibiotics have downsides, resistance, used unnecessarily, side effects. And if there's more harm than benefit, then we really need to have alternative treatments for cough rather than reaching for unhelpful antibiotics, because they don't cure viruses at all.
We're chatting with Dr. David King from the University of Queensland about persistent coughs, what causes them, when to worry and how to manage them. David, I remember when I was a kid, we were told that if you cough up something that's yellow, it means there's an infection. That's not the case now, is it?
No, that's right. The yellow colour in mucus and phlegm can be there just from the body's defence mechanisms, the white cells that break down, and you can get an overgrowth of the normal bacteria that we all have in our noses and throats all the time. Doesn't mean it's an invasive or serious infection. It's just conditions are favourable. And you get a bit of a yellowy, creamy, sometimes even green if it's there all night, first thing in the morning. But if it's clearer during the day, it probably just suggests that it's been around longer and oxidised and discoloured.
What about...
So just the colour of the mucus by itself isn't sufficient. It's if we can, as a doctor here, sounds in the lungs that shouldn't be there, or if there's pain in the sinuses, fever, big lymph glands, just the coloured phlegm is not enough by itself. When people have been given it, there's been no difference in recovery times. Those with green phlegm, white phlegm, with or without antibiotics, there's possibly an hour or two difference between all those groups.
I wonder how much of it's the placebo effect as well. We're thinking, oh, you know, well, I'm taking a tablet, I'm getting better.
I know even doctors, you like to do that themselves. And it's also the fear that it might be bad and just wanting to cover it. Yeah.
What about if we do have a persistent cough, cough suppressant medicines or mixtures, are they effective or could they be harmful as well?
Yes, they do have side effects and they're very ineffective. The most effective part of the cough mixture is probably the syrup that it's in. For suppressants, you have to be quite heavily sedated to actually switch off the cough reflex. Remember, it's an important protective reflex. Mm. And when people are coming out of an anaesthetic, when they get light, even though they're still asleep, they start coughing at the tube. So you really have to sedate quite a lot, and you don't really want to sedate people because that has harms too. So when we take a cough suppressant for dry cough, it really doesn't do that much. And it's probably the syrup, and it's just, like you said before, the placebo effect, we're doing something. But there are better treatments that we can take.
What are the better treatments?
Well, even honey has been shown to be effective for cough and sore throat in kids, and adults can do the same. Just half a teaspoon of honey 3 times a day, probably best not mixed with, diluted with water. But salty water is amazing at just washing away the mucus from the nose and the back of the throat. Steam inhalations, as long as you don't burn yourself. Some of the things that we've known for a long time. There's been some good studies from England recently about how much salty water, nose drops or spray can reduce the duration of cough quite significantly by a day or two or more. And then you add other treatments and that also reduces cough.
David, I use one of those things where you put the saline or the salty packet into the water and squirt it up one nostril and it comes mm-hmm. out the other.
Yep.
And I swear, I reckon I've had less respiratory infections since I've started doing mm-hmm. that. I don't know if it works yep. or not, but it seems such a simple thing to do.
There is evidence that it does work, that there's a bit of an antiviral effect from the salt. And just the washout, it washes out that mucus that could harbour bacteria and irritates the nose further. It's really good cleanser. And the salt stimulates the little microscopic hairs lining the nose and throat to help move the mucus along faster, and the dust and the allergens. So it removes just irritants as well as the mucus. So it's, you know, people jump in the ocean and they come out and bend over to pick up your towel and the water drips out of your nose and sinuses and you feel much better. You feel cleaned out. And that's the same thing when using those neti pots and things. They're hard to do frequently. When you're out and about, probably the mist spray is easier. But because it's not doesn't penetrate into the sinuses as deep and there isn't the same volume, you need to do it more often.
And
it's quick and easy and cheap.
David, I have to admit, and apologies if you're eating dinner, it's so satisfying when you see what comes out.
mm-hmm, yes.
It really is. Sorry?
Like squeezing pimples.
It is a bit like that. There you go. We've said it. Now, just before we let you go, one thing I do want to ask you, if someone does have a persistent cough and they've got, it is the oversensitized, reflex, what can you do? How can you desensitize it and return it back to sort of normal? What can you do there?
Well, I like to conceptualize, explain it to people that often it's a cough and mucus cycle, and the more you cough, the more you dry and irritate and sensitize further. So if somehow you can lessen the cough by soothing, by sort of trying to switch it off, eventually that you can settle that down. And so some of those simple treatments I mentioned before. Also, we better get this in while there's time, allergies are often undiagnosed, and that can be a reason why cough goes on for longer after a cold. And adding in antihistamines if there is a sense of nasal congestion. I saw about a third of my patients today in general practice had persistent coughs for a week or two. I think there's a bug around that's producing a lot of thick mucus. And one or two of them had signs that there might have been allergy as well, because their nose had blocked up again a week later after the cold had gone and it came back again. So sometimes we want to add antihistamines as well.
And if the antihistamine works, we can pretty much assume that's probably an allergy.
Well, yes. Or then again, repeated experiments, because there might be another explanation. You know, it was going to get better anyway, and you just took the tablet. So,
I'm going to be
certain of your experiment. You need to repeat it a few times.
I'm sticking to the honey and the water up the nostril and out the other. I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
David, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
That's fine, Warren.
Thank you.
Good night.
Dr. David King, Senior Lecturer in General Practice at the University of Queensland.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.